Captain. I believe that's our ring.
I don't get Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
What's going on down in Pine Ridge? Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner and Grandpappy Spears in the Jot'em Down store discussing the statue. Listen.
A statue or Lum? Oh, for pity's sake. Are they actually going to put up a pigeon-toed statue of that spavin-legged varmint?
Well, that's the way Lum's got it figured out, Grandpap. To be honest, I think he was the one that started the idea himself.
Sounds like him.
Yeah.
What in the world are they want to put up a statue of him for?
On account of him catching them jewel robbers.
Oh, sassafras. Sassafras.
Well, that's sort of the way I feel about it, too, just twixt me and you. But I reckon if they want to do it, it's their business.
Who is this they you're talking about?
Well, Lum thought it was a committee of Pine Ridge citizens that admired him, but I found out this morning that they was the stockholders of the hotel, Doc Miller and all of them.
Stockholders?
Yeah. I reckon they're doing it because Lum was manager of the hotel and all at the time.
Well, the whole thing sounds idiotic to me. Judging from the story we dragged out of Lum the other day, he never had hardly nothing to do with that capture.
I know it.
Professor Collinmore done it all. Him and that Trixie Van Dusen. All Lum done was hide in the closet, near as I can figure out.
Well, Lum did help him a little bit, I reckon, Grandpap. And, of course, he's got everybody in town thinking he's a big hero, you know. Fact says he's got himself believing it by now.
Abner, are you sure they're going to put up a statue of him?
Well, Lum says so.
Well, what makes him think so?
Well, they called up the other day here and said they wanted to get Lum's record of what he'd done at the hotel. And then they're having a meeting this morning and asked Lum not to come to it because they wanted to discuss something about him.
They did, huh?
So I don't know what else it could be.
Well, all I got to say is if they're going to put up a statue of Lum, I wish they had set it up over at my place.
Over at your place?
If that wouldn't keep the crows out of my cornfield, I don't know what would.
Oh. Yeah, well, you better not tell that to Lum, Grandpap. He's taking this thing awful serious.
Yeah, no use wasting it down on Main Street there.
Well, that's where Lum thinks that they're... Oh, wait a minute. There he comes.
Who?
Lum. Oh. Coming up out there. Look how he's got his hand stuck in his coat there.
Yeah. What's he doing? Scratching himself?
No, he seen a picture of Napoleon that away, and he's trying out different poses for the statue they're going to make of him.
What's that book he's carrying there?
Book?
Trying to look literary?
Oh, no telling what that is. No telling at all.
Well, howdy, Lum.
Howdy, Lum. Been reading a book?
Oh, just glancing through it, sort of. How are you, Grandpap? Oh, can't complain much. Abner, did you deliver that stuff to them fellas at the meeting? That record I wrote up?
Yeah, I've taken it over.
Good for you.
But they said that weren't exactly the kind of a record they was wanting.
They did, huh?
I tried to tell you, Lum, they never wanted all that junk that you wrote down. They can't carve your whole life story on that statue. All that stuff about walking barefoot through the snow.
Well, I figured they could just take whatever they wanted to out of it. Figured I'd better give them the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, they said that they'd get the information they wanted for themselves.
Yeah, I suppose that'll be all right. I'd heap rather they'd got it from me, though. Somehow it sounds better the way I put it down.
Yeah, well, they said they'd look around the hotel there and find out what all they wanted to know, not to worry about it.
Oh, just more than likely wanted to concentrate on the part about me capturing the crook.
More than likely. Lum, did you know that's a meeting of the hotel stockholders, not just some citizens here in town like you thought it was?
Yeah, I found that out. And I think what they're aiming on doing is putting a statue right in front of the hotel there.
There?
Must be. They more than likely figure that'll be a big drawing card. Get folks from all over the country to come there and look at it. And natural, they'd stay at the hotel.
Even after they looked at the statue?
I had a suggestion of putting it over in my corner.
Grandpap, hush up.
They might even rope off the room where I done the capturing.
Rope it off?
Charge folks admission to see it. Put up a big sign. Exact spot where L. Edwards made daring capture of desperate criminals.
Yeah. Or they could rope off that closet and say Zach's spot where L enters his.
All right, Abner. I told you once. Now you had that all wrong. Now just forget it.
All right. Tell us some more about what they're going to do.
I ain't going to tell you, smart Alex, nothing.
Oh, come on. We ain't going
to. I got some studying I got to do in this book anyway.
Well, what book is that you got there?
Oh, just a history book.
History's book? Yeah. What are you getting so interested in history for all of a sudden?
Oh, I was just getting some ideas out of it. They got some good samples of statuaries in it.
Oh, I see.
Doc Miller said they'd more likely want to get in touch with me right after the meeting, and I think the reason is to ask me what kind of a statue I want, so I figure I'd better hurry up and decide on something.
Oh. Are you going to have one like Napoleon's?
No, I ain't decided yet. I ain't sure just who I ought to pattern myself after.
Well.
Yeah, let's see. They got a nice statue in the park over there at Cherry Hill. I believe it is. I think somebody made a mistake on it, though. The top half looks like a man, and the bottom half looks like a horse.
Bottom half like a horse?
Yeah, he's got horse's legs, hoofs.
Huh. Well, maybe they started out making a man sitting on a horse and just never had enough money to finish it.
Man, I don't know what it is. Make a good racehorse. Couldn't lose a jockey that way.
No.
They got it sitting over there, though. That's all I know.
Well, I don't believe that'd be good for long. His legs are too skinny for that. Might make it half goat and it'd fit his legs all right.
That's a centaur. There's a picture of one of them in here.
A what?
A centaur.
Senator? My doggies, is that who I voted for? No wonder you're on such a good race. Got four legs, doggies. Yeah.
That ain't got anything to do with it.
Well, here, let us look in that book too long. Give us an idea of what choices they got in there. Me and Grandpap will help you pick out something.
Yeah,
like
I'll be glad to give you my advice.
Grandpap, sure.
Well, here's one that's pretty good. I don't believe it's one I'm looking for, though.
Yeah, let's see it. What's that fella doing anyway? Fixing to throw that plate, Summers?
That's a discus.
I don't care who he is, Lon. He oughtn't to go throwing plates around that away. Them things cost money. Is he mad at his woman or something?
No, that ain't a plate he's throwing. They call them things discuses. They throw them in college.
Who at?
They don't throw them at nobody. They just practice up and see who can throw them the furthest.
So that's what they do in college, huh? My dog is according to that, Elizabeth's a college graduate. She can throw a plate further than any one human I ever seen. She'll hit you with it, too. She won't miss.
There's a picture of a fella sitting on a horse.
Where? Let's see it. It's
a little like Lloyd Wheelock.
Let me see it, Grandpa.
Hey, why don't you get something like that, Lum? Well, I did have that in mind, but it never seemed to work out very good.
You think the horse or the feller looks like Lloyd?
The feller.
Oh, well, what'd you say, Lum? It never worked out good.
Well, I thought I might use that wooden horse that Dick Huddleston used to use over at his store to display harness on. Figured they could take a picture of me sitting on that and then make the statue from the picture.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Oh, I don't know. I wanted a horse rearing up, sorter. This one would just stand there as docile as old cow.
Yeah, he'd just stand there. Couldn't you sort of set him back on his hind legs, though, and make him look like he's rearing up?
No, me and Cedric tried that. But the horse just looked like he's sitting down then.
Oh.
Had his front legs sticking straight out in front, and I kept sliding off the other end. How about give up the horse idea?
Well, maybe we could tie you on there and then break his front legs to keep him from sticking straight out that way.
No, there's a statue over here on this next page I sort of got my eye on.
Next page?
Yeah, see here?
Oh, that in there?
Yeah, he's called the Thinker.
The what?
The Thinker. Reminds me of myself a lot when I'm turning some big problem over in my head.
Yourself? Well, me, you must get cold, don't you?
Oh, well, I have clothes on.
Oh.
I don't know why they always forget to put clothes on them statuaries.
Well, they might have made it in the summer during a hot spell. Or maybe just lost his clothes. You can tell he looks terrible worried there about something. He might have just been in swimming and he's trying to recollect where he left his clothes. Floated downstream, you know. Or somebody might have stole them away.
Abner, will you hush up and answer the phone? I'll figure this thing out by myself.
Well, I wouldn't take that if I was you. Hello, jot 'em down store. Abner Thinker, Abner Peabody doing the talking. Oh, how are you, Doc?
Doc? It must be Doc Miller. That's for me.
Oh, well, wait a minute, Lum. Don't
step aside, Abner.
Don't
give me the receipt.
Fair feller's hand off.
Hello, Doc. This is Lum. Did you fellas get everything decided? Well, good. Did you find out everything you wanted to about me? Well, that's fine. How's that? You done what? Well, now, Doc... Yeah. Sure. I understand. All right, Doc. Goodbye.
What kind of a statue are they going to put up on?
Why, them varmints. Them varmints. They've been looking over my record, all right. The hotel records. He said things was in such bad shape that the stockholders voted to get a hotel man from Little Rock to run the place instead of me. Hey, Grannies, that's appreciation for you. It's got to where it don't even pay to be a hero.
No, Lum, a hero is always without honor in his own country.